Despite all the political changes, life on Malaga continued on, and the villagers got by. Most fished, a few found work on the mainland. Children grew up. Some islanders made it to church on Sundays, and the press mostly lost interest. But there was one noteworthy change: George and Lucy Lane. The Lanes were missionaries from Malden, Massachusetts. They traveled the main coast bringing Bibles to out-of-the-way locations. The Lanes owned property on Horse Island, the island near Malaga once owned by Ben Darling. They took an interest in Malaga, and in 1906, they started a school in the home of Jim McKinney, the King of Malaga.
On Malaga, you have primarily two well-intentioned reformers.
Dr. Joe Conforti teaches in the American and New England Studies program at the University of Southern Maine. He says the Lanes taught reading, writing, and arithmetic, as well as white middle-class values.
They're interested in instilling industriousness, cleanliness, civic traditions, and sort of respectable middle-class, white, Protestant ways of living and of relating to one another.
The Lanes sought contributions from as far away as Boston. They put together the Malaga Island Settlement Association in Portland. The association was a group of wealthy individuals. It included members of the Women's Christian Temperance Union, who were in favor of prohibition. The association received donations of building supplies, books, paper, clothes, even bottled Poland spring water. By all accounts, the school was successful. So successful, they decided to build a schoolhouse. The Perry family that owned the island asked the Lanes not to build a school, but the Lanes went ahead anyway. In 1908, the school was built at the highest point on the island. The state funded a full-time teacher, students from the mainland attended, and when Payson Smith, Maine's superintendent of schools, visited Malaga, he glowed about the students.
The children on the island are not dull or feeble-minded. If given the opportunity of securing a fair education, they will become self-supporting, useful citizens. Through them, the conditions on the island will be greatly improved in every way.
Some newspapers even printed a few rosy reports.
The Independent was shown a number of samples of work done by the pupils, and it would compare favorably with that of children in our own schools in the same grade. Those who have had an opportunity to judge say that the colored children are fully as bright and smart as the whites, and that they seem fully as eager to learn.
Governor Frederick Plaisted visited Malaga in July of 1911. He brought with him the press and an entourage of 45 wealthy guests dressed in the finery of the day. Plaisted said conditions on Malaga had improved, but too much squalor remained. He thought a freshwater well should be drilled and new houses built. Then, in a rather odd bit of foreshadowing, Plaisted said the people cannot be forced to leave their poor homes. Well, that's not at all what happened.